Akos Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches 1:8. We continue where we left off in the previous Mishnah. In fact, it's still Rabbi Akiva speaking, Abba Pashas, and the pasuk that said Al Pi Shnaim Edim or Shlosha Edim Yumas Hames. Rabbi Akiva is going to tell us what that's coming to teach us. Says Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Ma Shnaim Nimtza Echad Men Karov Apostel. Just as if you have two witnesses and one of the two is found to be invalid, either because he's a karov. Karov means a relative. Certain relatives, as you listed back in Masechta Sanhedrin, are considered to be not valid to be witnesses. And we say relatives, we mean relatives either of the plaintiff or the defendant, the accused or the other side of the party, whatever that would be, or also with each other. The two witnesses can't be related. So if any of that is true regarding one of the witnesses, so then now since you certainly feel me have two witnesses, one's now been rendered invalid, so then of course edusam betela. So then of course the testimony can't stand in court because you have one witness, not two. But the lima tells you just as that's true when it comes to two witnesses, af shlosha, so too with three. Nimtze echad mehen karov apostle, if even one of the three turn out to be invalid as a witness, and again, I didn't just define what invalid would mean, besides I said the karov is a relative. The apostle would mean someone who is sort of known to be dishonest in various ways, particularly in financial matters, but if he's otherwise given bad testimony in the past, and we've shown him to be a liar and the like, so then he wouldn't be acceptable as a witness. So, in any of those scenarios, even if you knock out one of the three witnesses as a invalid, as a karov apostel, then edusan betela. So then the whole testimony of all three of them now becomes like invalidated, and therefore it's not accepted. That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. Minayin afilu mea, how do you know that's true even if there are 100 people, meaning 100 people witness a crime and all testify as one group, and then one of the 100 are shown to be invalid, then the whole testimony falls apart? That's Talmud Lomar, Edim. That extra word Edim tells you that it's true even for a group of 100. That's Rabbi Akiva's limud here. Now, on that, we have a machlokas. Where does this apply? Amr b'yosi, b'medev amr morim. When does that apply, says Rabbi Yossi? Only b'dini nefashos. Only in a situation where the accused is facing capital punishment. Since the pasuk says, v'hitzilu ha'eda es harotzeach, there's a mandate from the pasuk to do whatever we can to save the accused from being executed. So then even though, says Rabbi Yossi, it's impossible to understand from just reason alone why if you had 99 witnesses or even two witnesses that are good, if there's a third one or a 100th one tapped joining them, and that one is invalid, everything should fall apart. Why? The testimony should stand based on the other one, says Rabbi Yossi. It's just that the pasuk mandates that we look for, I'll call it any kind of leniency, every leniency, any technicality to let an accused person for a capital crime get off the hook. And that being the case, says Rabbi Yossi, that's where this weird rule will apply. But outside of capital cases, there's no reason to think that if you have two good witnesses and perhaps you have a third one that was not okay, everything should fall apart. It should stand. But Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, says, Omer, Echad din imamnos ve'echad din nefashos. It's true across the board for any kind of case we need witnesses. If the group is shown to be a deficient, even one of the members of the group, as a karov or apostle, then the whole group is thrown out. Now, it didn't be like Rebbe, but the question is, what constitutes a group of witnesses? If you have four witnesses, is that two groups of two, or is that one group of four? There's two basic ways that could happen to make them a group. One is they testify together. So that means like two guys testify, and a third, toch kedei dibor, like within a couple seconds, you know, says, yeah, me too, I also saw that. So he joined them. The other way is if they witnessed a crime together, and they can see each other, and more on that in the next Mishnah. So now, when it comes to capital cases, so says Rebbe, the Amasai, when, if they're witnessing the case, are they considered to be witnesses to the event? That's only Bezman Shehisru Behen. We're only talking about people who were the ones who were giving warning, Hasra, to the accused. The idea being that they are clearly giving warning because they intend to function as witnesses to testify in court, but not everybody else. Avo Bezman Shelo Hisru Behen, but as for other people who happen to be seeing what's going on, but they're not opting to be witnesses in their head, they're just spectators, so those guys don't count. And why is that going to be the case? Because otherwise, mayasu shnei achen shero be'echad shehareges ha'nefesh. Otherwise, you have this funny conundrum where even if you have two, you have a crowd of people, and Reuven kills Shimon, but if in the crowd everyone sees Reuven do it, but amongst the crowd is two brothers, so now you're going to say that because the two brothers saw it, now we can't convict Reuven, because the two brothers are relatives one to the other, that's crazy, says Rebbe, and therefore the point is only people who elect, who intend to be functioning as witnesses, they're the ones who become the kas, the group of witnesses, and that requires them to be giving hasra to confirm that they're the ones they're intending to function as witnesses. Halach will be like Rebbe. So it is true that if you have three witnesses, then and the group is invalidated, even one of them, the whole thing falls apart. But the group is only defined by those, certainly when it comes to capital cases, people who gave hasra.